Lest We Forget, The American Dream.
Mailman, Mrs. Peters. Two letters today.
Thank you, Doc. Quiet, Brandy, quiet. I hope one of them is from my boy in New York.
Well, the postmark's New York. I hope it's good news.
Hey, Stuart, get my mail over here.
Be right over, Mr. Jackson, as soon as I finish talking to Mrs. Peters.
Well, get a move on. I'm expecting some important letters.
Important letters? That neighbor of mine's up to no good, I can tell you that. He never works, stays out late nights, and all that mail you bring him every day. Look out for him, Doc.
Lest We Forget, The American Dream. Another in a series of programs dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans, and the kind of America we want to live in. Today's story, Blow That Whistle, starring Everett Sloan.
Doc, that's what they call you. Oh, you're not a doctor, you're just a postman. But they seem to like you, the kids, the storekeepers, the women folk. Seems they kind of depend on you, respect you. That's why you figure they call you Doc. Yes, sir, everybody calls you that except Harvey Jackson. You haven't hit it off with him real good since the day he moved to town. Always seems to rub you the wrong way. Maybe it's your fault, though. Maybe you ought to be a little friendlier.
Come on, Stuart, come on. Give me my mail. I haven't got all day.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Jackson. Here it is. Stack of it, too. Dozen letters from Chicago, couple of magazines. Never saw them around here before you came.
Never mind about that. Just give them to me.
If that's the way he wants it, why, all right. You give him his mail. Some people, you guess, are just naturally ornery. You hitch up your bag on your shoulder, turn your back, and start on your way.
Stuart. Oh, Stuart.
Yeah?
I'm sorry I talked to you that way. Didn't mean to snap your head off. I was worried about a letter, but it's come.
Well, we all get a little jumpy now and then. It's all right, Mr. Jackson.
No, it's not. Things are bad enough in this country without people like us getting mad at each other.
Huh? How's that?
I mean, Americans have to stick together. Join ranks, sort of. Especially nowadays.
You're surprised at that. You wonder about it right through the day. How come Mr. Jackson's talking to you man to man all of a sudden? Good common sense, though. You got to admit that. That's what you tell your daughter when you get home that night.
Yes, Dad. And then what did he say?
Oh, something about Americans have to stick together nowadays. Stop fighting one another. Join ranks.
Well, that's what I think, and so does Stephen. He says he did all the fighting he ever wants to do on Okinawa. Why, only last night Stephen told...
Seeing quite a bit of that young fellow lately, huh, Helen? Stephen, what's his name?
Wojcik, Dad. Stephen Wojcik. Oh, you like him, Dad, don't you?
Sure you like him, what you've seen of him. Clean-cut boy, hard-working, out to make something of himself. Almost good enough for your daughter, you'd say, if any man could be. Yes, you're Helen something pretty special, you figure. And this Steve Wojcik seems to know it, too. You can't help thinking well of a man with that kind of sense. And you like it, too, a couple of days later, when Mr. Jackson shows he's really interested in you as a person. A friend, maybe. Take that day your feet were hurting so bad.
Say, that's too bad, Stuart. I'll bet I know what's the trouble. Your shoes.
Oh, I doubt it, Mr. Jackson. Been buying the same kind down at Joe's Bazaar the past 10 years.
Joe's Bazaar? Joe Scarletti's?
That's right, next door to the movies.
Well, it seems to me, Stuart... Oh, never mind.
Never mind what, Mr. Jackson?
Well, remember what we were talking about the other day? You know, about sticking together.
Sure do, and you're 100% right.
I thought you looked at it that way, Stuart. That's why I'm kind of surprised at you now.
Huh?
Buying your shoes at Scarletti's. When you can get the same or better at Dawson's. Now, isn't that so?
Well, I...
And when you do business with Ed Dawson, you're dealing with an American.
But isn't Joe Scarletti?
With that name? The way he talks?
Never thought of it that way. Scarletti does talk kind of funny. How's the kid? How's my friend today? But then you always got along fine with him. And you remember all the arguments you've had with Ed since you were kids. But you remember also that Ed was born and raised here.
Well, I'll be... Doc Stewart.
Hello, Ed.
Sit you down, Doc. Sit you down.
Yeah,
Well, we were talking about you just the other day. Sam Benson, Andy Smith, Harve Jackson, the rest of the gang.
About me, Ed?
Why not? Say, you forget you're some pumpkins in this town. You play your cards right, Doc, and one of these days you'll be postmaster. No kidding. Sam Benson's got some mighty fine contacts in Washington.
Well, that's something to think about. Say, Ed, how about some shoes?
Oh, sure thing. Black what you want?
Always have.
Only one thing against you, Sam says.
Huh? What's that, Ed?
Oh, you know Sam. He thinks you're standoffish. I told him he was all wet, but he said if you weren't, how come you don't join the Guardians?
Well, Ed,
practically everybody who amounts to anything around here belongs, Doc. It's getting to be bigger all the time. You want to think it over.
You think it over when you're trying on the shoes, when Ed wraps them up for you. You think it over all day, and it still sounds a little silly, same as it did months ago when the Guardians got started. Looked like a pack of grown-ups carrying on like kids at Halloween. Now you're not so sure. It's what they want to do that counts, not the trappings. Next day, when you give him his mail, you talk it over with Harvey Jackson.
What's silly about helping to protect the best interests of this country?
Well, I was thinking...
Oh, what's so silly about seeing to it that real Americans get a chance to run things?
You say to yourself, maybe you did have the wrong slant on the Guardians. They seem to be for the same things you believe in, more or less. And everybody else who amounts to anything belongs to it. Sam Benson. Be a mighty nice thing to be postmaster. Your daughter'd be mighty proud. So, one night there in the basement of Ed Dawson's store, you join the Guardians. You pledge yourself to think American, buy American, act American. That makes sense to you, even if some of the boys do talk a little big about how they're going to act American.
Scarletti, Lippman, Wojcik, Schwartz, the whole kit and caboodle of them. They're going to find out they're not wanted in this town.
Well, you figure that's just a lot of talk. Blowing off steam doesn't mean a thing. Of course, you notice Dr. Lippman doesn't give you a big smile anymore when you deliver the mail, and Joe Scarletti looks like he's sick or something when he sees you, and you guess word's gone around. It troubles you a little. Then one night you come home for dinner.
Oh, Dad, Dad.
Hello, darling. Why, Helen, what's the matter?
Daddy hasn't any right to talk to me that way.
Who? Helen, did somebody insult you? Tell me who he is.
It won't do any good. Nothing will do any good.
Helen, please, tell me what's wrong.
Andy Smith said that if I didn't stop going around with Stephen, I'd be sorry for it.
Andy Smith said that? Well, honey, you know he's crazy about you, too.
Oh, no, you're wrong, Dad. He's not just jealous. He means it. He said I'd better say goodbye to that Slovak while I still had time. Oh, Dad, I'd die if anything happened to Stephen.
Where does Andy Smith get off talking like that to your daughter, threatening her? You'll see him at the meeting of the Guardians tonight, and you'll set him straight. Only when you get to the meeting, you don't get a chance to talk to him.
Quiet, everybody. Settle down. We've got a lot of business to attend to. Tonight, the Guardians are going to cleanse themselves of a traitor. Andy Smith, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Prisoner's right behind the curtain, trussed up like a turkey.
Bring him forward.
On your feet, Snyder.
What are you going to do to me? What are you going to do?
Hey, Ed, what did Snyder do?
Broke the oath. Call that Dr. Lippman for his wife.
I tell you, fellas, my wife needed a doctor bad, and he was the closest one.
Shut up, Joe.
Snyder, there are three American doctors in this town you could have called. Smith administered the penalty.
Ed, what are they going to do to him?
Give him 20 lashes, if he can stand it.
That does it. This is where you get off. Wild talk, threats, beatings. That's not your way of protecting the best interests of this country. You start to get up from your seat.
You weren't thinking of walking out on us, were you, Doc?
Dawson's got a tight grip on your arm, and you don't like the tone of his voice.
Jackson wouldn't like that, Doc. You might even get what Snyder's going to get now.
Well, I was just... It's hot in here, Ed. I was getting dizzy. I just wanted some air, that's all.
Well, then I'll go with you until you feel better.
And now the time has come for action. The time has come to prove that when we say our town has no room for un-American elements, we mean it. Tonight we attack. Our objective, the most outstanding foreign element in our community, Joe Scarletti.
Joe Scarletti, that suits me.
Tonight we destroy the interior of Joe's Bazaar. Picked squad will do the job. Andy Smith, Ed Dawson, John Stewart, and myself. If we succeed tonight, we take over the streets. We broaden our activity.
You don't hear a word he says after John Stewart. The others leave, and then there's just the squad remaining. Jackson, Smith, Dawson, and you. You look around, but there's no escape. Dawson's got his eye on you. You have to be careful. You listen to their plans with a sinking feeling. And then you, John Stewart, Doc, the fella everybody likes, everybody depends on. You set out like a hoodlum to destroy a business it took a friend of yours 20 years to build up.
This'll show them we mean business. We'll clean up this town, get rid of all the foreigners. We'll get plenty of publicity out of this, Ed.
Yeah, and then comes the next election, we'll take over. Yes, sir, we'll take over.
Here's the alley back of his store. Nobody's around. Come on.
The alley's dark, and your heart's in your throat as you hurry towards Scarletti's store. These fellas have big ideas, bigger than just beating up people with accents in different ways. They're after power, and there'll be no stopping them unless they're stopped tonight. You've got to do something, but there's no one to help you. What can you do? What can you do?
Here's the fence. You first, Doc.
Wait, I wonder if there isn't some other way.
We've got it all figured out, Doc. Get moving.
Getting cold feet again, Doc?
Nah, Doc's not getting cold feet. Come on, give me a hand, Ed. We'll boost him over.
They hoist you up. You swing one foot over the wall and you know you're trapped. There's no escape, no turning back now. And then you feel something pressing into the flesh over your heart. It's your whistle, your mailman's whistle.
Help! Police! Help!
Why, you, I'll get you for this.
Yank him down! You rat! Let's get out of here, fast!
You lie there, watching them run away, trying to blow your whistle. How clear it is to you now. And you wonder why it took you so long to figure it out. Well, at least you saved Joe Scarletti's store. And you know you're not through yet. They won't get away. You'll go to the police, to the newspapers. You'll talk to people. You'll break the Guardians wide open. You've just struck your first blow for the kind of America you want. An America without hatred. Without prejudice. Without fear. And you've just begun to fight.
The Institute for Democratic Education has brought you another in its series, Lest We Forget, The American Dream. Today's story starred Everett Sloan. Listen in again next week for another in this series dedicated to you, to me, to all Americans and the kind of America we want to live in. Not tomorrow, but today.